Hack This Big Day, Part 3.
It is a world ruled by mad science, a world seemingly populated by the feverish, absinthe-fueled imaginings of lonely, adolescent-minded scriveners catering to the puerile longings of the masses, which is why we take you now to the valley of the scantily clad dinosaur-riding Amazons. It is the night of the sacred festival. Atop the great inverted pyramid, the high priestess Minoian Loja begins the ritual. Before her, the assembled scantily clad dinosaur warrior women begin to roar. And as the great scantily clad saurian mounts begin to seductively dance in the moonlight, finally, Lyota turns to the great mysterious scantily clad god machine, they serve, kneels before it, and throws the great switch. A booming voice fills the air, letting them know that it's time once again for another exciting adventure of Agatha Heterodyne,
Girl Genius!
In our last exciting episode, Agatha Heterodyne,
Science!
And her companion, Zetha, the lost princess of the lost city of Scavander,
Hey!
And Cross the First, Emperor of All Cats,
Meow.
And their scantily clad companion,
Hey, what happened to my
pet? Olvar Tryggvason,
Gentlemen!
Malicious Dr. Magma.
Malicious? No, I love you guys when you're on fire!
And to save the picturesque city of Brog.
Capital of the Kingdom of Bohemia.
About which Zetha callously remarked,
who cares about Prague?
Under Charles II, it was the capital of the Holy Roman Empire.
As punishment, she has been shackled to the vice president of the Prague Chamber of Commerce.
Prague is also known as the City of 100 Spires. The area in which Prague was founded was settled as early as the Paleolithic period.
On an unrelated note, this mission has forced Agatha to cancel the first date she has had in quite some time.
You can't miss what you never had.
This has caused her to act in a most peculiar manner.
It's probably all for the best.
Which is frankly starting to creep me out.
You and me both, pal.
No, you don't understand. Now that I have come to the realization that I'm not allowed to date, it's rather liberating.
Who said you're not allowed to date? I didn't say that. I'm a big fan of dating.
Prague is one of the most romantic cities in Europa.
As you always feel the need to come along on mine.
Well, I...
Why don't you guys go on your own dates and... Oh, awkward.
Yeah, sure. That's easy for you to say.
Good that I had your problems.
Good thinking. I think I'll just go and ask one of the other intelligent cats and... Oh, wait.
You just sit around and build a cyclotron out of cream cheese and, hey presto, there's a cute guy.
The annual Prague Cup is highly prized in the world of synchronized speech.
When I meet new people, I'm either fighting them or rescuing them, and I don't like to date people I rescue. It seems to make them nervous.
I thought it was because you never take your swords off. In fact, you tend to wave them around and sing during
us. It's a cute night to handle that.
Prague is the hub of the Bohemian railway system.
I also have trouble meeting nice girls. And when I do, I feel like they might be overwhelmed by my reputation. And thus, I must force myself to keep them at arm's length. It's not easy being an openly ethical gentleman adventurer.
Is that why whenever you do date, you insist on separate checks?
One of the reasons it's not easy being a gentleman adventurer is because it doesn't pay particularly well.
But all of your petty problems pale into insignificance before my own. I am the only one of my kind. I am alone, forever and inescapably.
Who wants a cat that has me?
How dare you trivialize my deepest and most existential pain?
Two mousies.
All right then.
I'm tired of meeting someone interesting, getting abducted to the secret laboratory, and just when the experiments are getting interested, you guys never fail to bust in and set the place on fire!
You're complaining about being rescued?
I've decided that from now on I shall eschew messy human emotions and devote myself to the thrill that comes from pure science.
I give her 48 hours.
That long?
Say, I believe we're over Prague.
Prague is a healthy and refreshing climate. Wait, I don't see any problems.
Indeed, Dr. Magma is usually good for a ring of volcanoes, rain and burning ash, or the rare release of an explosion in a warehouse full of vinegar and baking soda.
A what?
His kid had a science project.
But I don't see any yet. I just see a thriving architectural universe metropolis filled with palaces of art and small science.
Prague is the sixth most visited city in Europa.
Yes!
A peaceful cosmopolitan metroplex populated by a vibrant multicultural educated citizenry.
Prague was the home of Tycho Brahe, John Dee, and Johann Kepler.
And yet, from up here, they look like insects.
Agatha?
You seem to know rather a lot about Prague, Ziva.
I know nothing about the mother of cities.
Prague is situated on the Vltava River, which is 430 kilometers long.
Until I had my eyes opened to its beauty and the greatness of its people by our friend here.
Prague was the home of the famous spark clockmaker, Zitlav Kafka.
Crawling about the surface, consumed by their pitiful human emotions, yes! Yes! I see why I was sent here.
Zita, Otha.
Do you know how long it's been since a man talked to me about anything other than how much pain he was in? Or if Edward Phil was free tonight?
Prague has over 1,000 four-star restaurants.
I can't believe this. Otha, at the moment I think you are the sanest person on this dirigible.
Right. I believe our Zither is actually managing to find a brief slice of happiness in its all too cruel world.
All this talk about your human emotions has made me realize that your existence is pointless.
Still gonna go with Otha.
Oh, you're right.
You and the rest of the pitiful humans must be eradicated in the name of logic and order.
Yeah, she's ripped my face off and is revealed to be not Agatha at all, but a mechanical duplicate. I find this strangely comforting.
First to be destroyed will be the Human City of Prague, which I must say I am getting a little tired of hearing about.
How dare you denigrate fair Prague? Face my swords, you mechanical imposter! Ow!
Prague has many fine hospitals and an outstanding medical university.
Now, Ofartrik Barson must... Ow!
Claws of death. Hey! Down.
Worthless biological organisms bereft of logic. Once I have utilized this handy earthquake ray...
You didn't put the earthquake ray away?
Excuse me, my job is to disassemble a lightning cannon.
Which will soften the population up for this deadly lightning cannon!
Not that any of us is perfect.
And now the people of Prague will die!
Stop! There are no people!
What?
There are no people living in Prague.
What are you talking about? We can see them.
It's the capital of Bohemia.
Who's attending the internationally recognized universities? Who's visiting the many fine museums?
Tourists! The city itself and all the natives are actually a single gigantic clockwork mechanism. It was completed and activated by our creator, Zitlav Kafka, almost 100 years ago.
But that's impossible. Prague is visited by thousands of tourists every year. Someone would have noticed.
Why would you think that? The shopkeepers sell things, the musicians make music, the waiters bring food, the politicians strut about in gaudy outfits and make speeches. The tourists don't get caught up in any messy personal interaction. That's a perfect vacation!
But what's the point?
What is the point of a music box? To entertain! Prague just does it very, very well. Our creator was an artist.
So much for logic.
It sounds beautiful.
Then join us! Integrate yourself into our mechanism!
Ah, he's a clerk too.
At this point, I can't really sound surprised.
And what will we do with these creatures? They know your secret.
Free hotel rooms in the best hotels.
What?
Free food in all restaurants.
Hey, now.
All shops, all bistros, everything for you. All of Prague is free, forever, as long as you keep our secret.
Ooh, you guys are good.
Prague is an excellent place to bring a date you wish to impress.
Accept or else I will crush your pitiful organic carcasses.
I think we'll keep you away from the tourists.
Anything you desire, you well-balanced mechanism, you.
I cannot help but notice that even when she's a crazed killer machine, Agatha is the one who gets the guy.
So, where is the real Agatha anyway?
and in a tastefully appointed laboratory looming over a suitably cowed little hamlet.
But Dr. Gearslipper, your date has arrived, sir.
Lady Heterodyne, good heavens, you look magnificent.
Oh, please call me Agatha.
But of course, Agatha. And Magnus, I'm glad you're able to make it to my laboratory.
Well, it did take a bit of effort, but I was able to ditch the medium.
Well, you'll have to teach me how to do that.
What?
Dr. Gearslipper, Morgul fell into the giant leech tank again!
Master, Morgul ate all the giant leeches.
Hey, Doc, there's been a change in tonight's dinner menu. We're out of the, you know, veal, but I've got a nice dish I'm calling Morgul's Surprise. Oh, speaking of nice dishes.
Morgul has a date with a real-life girl that he did not build himself!
Real girls smell nice and is soft.
Is Agatha's date ruined or merely spoiled? Will Agatha try the Morgul's Surprise? And what's for dessert? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next exciting episode of Agatha Heterodyne,
Girl Genius!
Stanley.